DeMello. Coast FM.
One of the stars of a reality TV show that was labelled like the villain.
Yeah.
House Rules, one of the seven Reno shows. They've taken them to court and gotten compo because the production company were labelled as their employers, technically. And because all of the sort of consequences of copying the dramas that come with being labelled the bad guy is essentially workplace bullying.
I saw this last night. There was quite a few stars from different reality shows that are all like kind of coming together to change the law.
I was thinking, because they always cast baddies.
Yeah, and they're not even probably bad. They just picked out moments and made them the bad guy.
That was kind of the, even from back in the Big Brother days, that's sort of how they've been making stories.
I know.
Whether or not they're legit and necessary is...
Maybe they need to have an actor, you know what I mean? Hire a group of normal people, then one actor is the bad guy, and then that's your show. Then they cop it because they know that that's what's going
to
happen.
Or what the Miss may go back to is just old school drama.
Not reality TV.
Go back to writing something. And
how about that?
Pay people to do that. I know, it's a revolutionary
God forbid.
Just an idea. Oh, well, we can hope.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Today is World Polio Day as a reminder of one terrible disease that science has almost completely eradicated. Almost.
That's good.
But not quite.
Yeah.
So today's, I guess, used to raise funds so that organisations can finally work to see the end of it.
Yeah.
You see pictures of people back in the day that used to have to spend time in iron lungs.
Oh, God.
Which just, very...
That's awful.
I'm guessing technology's moved along, but also glad that, you know, those days are kind of behind us.
Yeah.
The Peel Relay for Life, of course, is happening this weekend in Meadow Springs, which is all about celebrating those, surrounding those that are supporting those with cancer.
Yep.
And honouring the ones that we've lost. And if you want to help out and raise some funds to save more lives, check our website, the What's On section at coastlive.com.au for more info. And today is World Bologna Day.
Which
tells you it's an American celebration when we call it Bologna. They also call it Bologna, which is a short hop to what we call it in WA.
Bologna.
That's right.
And what do they call it in South Australia? It's another weird
it
name.
It is. It's budget lunch and meat that's known as Devon or Belgium in most parts of Australia and New Zealand. In South Australia, it's Fritz.
Fritz, that's it.
It's also known as Windsor sausage in Queensland, apparently. Yes. Anyway, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
If it's been a while, today could be the day to have a Polonian sandwich.
Polony really is dog food, isn't it? Sorry to all the Polony lovers out there.
Well,
I just, when you chop it off that log, it's just like, that is a bit of dog food.
Just the fact that it comes in long form.
I know.
It's not the most attractive part of it. But hey, maybe it's been a while. Maybe you'll be surprised at how good it tastes. Working long hours may be beneficial for your bank account, but but it could be bad news for your hair. New study from South Korean School of Medicine has found that people that work more than 52 hours a week are twice as likely to go bald.
Yeah, I can see that. So is that what happened to your hair?
Yeah, that's right.
You were stressed.
Well, just constantly working, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm sure there are plenty of people who would be here expecting me to make some sort of bald joke at this point.
So,
but I'm not I'm not going to, because that kind of humour, I think, is just wearing a bit thin.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, despite the fact that I am going bald, I've kept my cut.
Going bald?
Going bald, yes. Shush you. Despite the fact that I'm bald, okay, I have kept my comb. I just can't part with it.
But do you comb your back hairs with it? Gross.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
They've asked your Twitter users to come up with the most specific compliment they've ever received. One of them is, my dentist complimented me and was very excited that one of my molars touched in three places.
What do you mean touched in three places? What does that even mean?
Look, I'm not sure, but they were impressed and they loved it. Like, thank you, I think. This other guy tweeted, a Texan in a 10-gallon hat once complimented me on my pressure at the airport urinal. Man, that is some impressive pressure you got on
you. You got some fine water pressure there, boy. What's going on there?
You remind me of a water slide. You're fun, but I don't really know where you're going.
That's the weirdest pickup line in the world, more than anything else.
It's a backhanded compliment, isn't it?
I just, a girl that I went out with once said, you know, one of the reasons that I'm, you know, quite fond of you is your prominent clavicles.
Clavicles.
Beg your pardon?
What's your clavicle again? Is that your collarbone?
As it turns out, it's your collarbone.
Right. Well, that is very desirable in the ladies. The ladies
like
to pop out.
Thank you very much. You like my prominent. They're not as prominent these days.
No, I can't see them at all.
No, well, I try and hide them these days in case I overwhelm
so
people. You know what I'm saying?
Them away. Yeah. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With our glitter expert, Nikki Parkinson.
Glitter?
Well, Hollywood glitter, you know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Yep. Selena Gomez has finally dropped her new single, Lose You to Love Me, and fans are convinced it's about Justin Bieber. This is how it goes.
It might be. It's not as obvious as Miley's breakup songs.
No, but wait till you hear these lyrics. The rest of the song goes, "Set fire to my purpose and I let it burn." 2015, Bieber released his album Purpose.
Right.
Another line goes, "In two months, you replaced us like it was easy," which could be referring to when they were together last year, when 3 months later, Bieber hooked up with his wife, Hailey Baldwin. So I'm pretty sure it's about him.
Fair call.
And it looks like Hailey has responded to Selena as well. Moments after the single dropped, Hailey Baldwin posted a screenshot of a song called I'll Kill You.
Oh, jeez.
So,
okay.
There is a lot going on there, a lot of drama around that kind of area of Hollywood. Don't mess
subtle,
with it.
You
yeah,
know?
Nice and subtle.
Yeah.
Now, Vin Diesel has revealed that Cardi B is a part of the new Fast and Furious 9 movie.
Hey.
He posted this video to Instagram revealing he's been working with Cardi.
J86 here on the set of Fast 9. I know I'm exhausted. We all gave every single thing we could for this movie. Put it all on the table. Put it all out there.
I'm tired. But I can't wait. I think I ain't gonna front. This is gonna be the best one.
She always sounds tired.
She likes the checks. That's what she said
last time,
wasn't it? She just does the movies for the money.
That's right.
And finishing off with Little Mix, they have cancelled their Australian and New Zealand shows in December, and fans are not happy. They already postponed the tour from July to December, and now they've cancelled. Their excuse is they want to focus on recording new music, which is a little disappointing. So all of you who have tickets to the Perth RAC Arena show on December 7, you can contact Ticketek for a full refund.
The Spice Girls all over again.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.